This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. The HOPE Scholarship Program is now estimated to cost less than expected. The state treasurer helps explain why.
Currently, most of the students that are in this program are kindergartners, first grade, second grade. Next year, it's going to go open to all grades. So it's a little bit harder for us to estimate.
That story and more coming up this West Virginia Morning. Support for West Virginia Morning is provided by Hope Gas, committed to the growth and development of West Virginia to strengthen the community. Information at wvisforhope.com. Governor Patrick Morrisey wants your opinions on two big topics. Eric Douglas has more.
The first thing the governor mentioned at a press conference in Raleigh County Monday was his plan to triple the state's energy production in the next 25 years. And he wants stakeholders to help him come up with solutions.
If you have thoughts with respect to energy generation, energy transmission, energy security, or the duration of our plan, we would like your feedback, and I wanted to make that announcement here.
The governor also asked for public input on the application process for rural health transformation. This money is intended to offset some of the losses to rural hospitals from changes to the Medicare program that are part of the Big Beautiful Bill. The Trump administration just opened that money up to the states, and West Virginia must have a plan by November 5th. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, this is Eric Douglas in Charleston.
Recipients of the state's energy assistance funds are getting a little bit of extra help. Chris Schultz has more.
Eligible recipients of West Virginia's 2024-2025 Low Income Energy Assistance Program will automatically receive a one-time supplemental payment. The West Virginia Department of Human Services Bureau for Family Assistance announced Monday that recipients will receive payments ranging from $25 to $53 paid directly to a utility provider or used for bulk fuel purchases. Nationally, the future of such state energy assistance programs was uncertain after President Donald Trump proposed eliminating the federal low-income home energy assistance program in his fiscal year 2026 discretionary budget request. But both chambers of Congress have already approved appropriations for the program ahead of an October 1st budgetary deadline. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Chris Schultz in Morgantown.
West Virginia has cut its carbon dioxide emissions in the past two decades, and by more than you might expect. Curtis Tate has more.
West Virginia saw a 33% reduction in per capita CO2 emissions from 2005 to 2023, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. That's higher than the national average reduction of 30% and higher than big states such as New York, California, and Texas. Still, the state remains the nation's most reliant on coal to generate electricity, and coal is a major source of CO2. The state's coal fleet operates less frequently than it did 20 years ago, and some coal plants have closed in that time. Nationally, coal has fallen from producing nearly half of electricity to about 15% last year. Despite friendlier policies at the federal level for coal, it struggles to compete with natural gas and wind and solar. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Curtis Tate in Charleston.
This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:53. Partly sunny today, highs in the 70s and 80s. Cloudy tonight, a slight chance of rain in the east with lows in the 50s and 60s. Partly sunny tomorrow, cloudy in the east where there's a slight chance of rain, highs in the 70s and 80s. Support for WVPB is provided by Hope Gas, committed to the growth and development of West Virginia to strengthen the community. Information at wvisforhope.com. Earlier this month, the state treasurer's office revised its estimated cost for next year's HOPE Scholarship Program sharply downward. The program provides funds for families of K-12 students across the state who choose private school, homeschool, and other qualified educational options. Marie Young caught up with State Treasurer Larry Pack, also chairman of the HOPE Scholarship Program, to find out what's behind the drop in numbers.
If you would, summarize the recent news about the HOPE scholarship and how much that is now projected to cost the state.
Of course, and thank you. So what we did a few weeks ago is we put together the estimates of what we thought the expenditures for HOPE scholarship would be for the next fiscal year for the state, which would begin on July 1 of 2026, and also, and at the same time, it's for the next school year, right? So the school year that begin in August of 26. We came up with a number about $240 million, which is about $70 million less than the estimate that we provided to the legislature back during the legislative session. So that's good news for the state budget. It takes some pressure off the state budget.
So explain to me how we went from projecting a cost of about $315 million back in January to now just over $244 million for this program. As you said, it's a difference of about $70 million, which seems pretty significant. Where does the difference in those numbers come from?
Next fiscal year is the first year where the program is going to go universal. Basically, any K through 12 public school student or K through 12 student that lives in West Virginia will be eligible for this program. Currently, most of the students that are in this program are kindergartners, first grade, second grade, because the clearest way to come into the program currently is through kindergarten. And so we've run the program about 3 years, so mostly we just have those early grades. Next year it's going to go open to all grades, so it's a little bit harder for us to estimate the number of students that will participate, take advantage of the program. That's why we have some numbers going around. We think these are good numbers. Again, they're much better for the state than what we had came up with about 6 months ago, and we'll revise them again come December.
So if I'm understanding correctly, it seems the real difference in these two figures, the figures that you put out back in January and the figures that you're putting out now, really comes down to the number of students who are expected to be newly eligible for this program for the 2026-27 school year. It looks like there's a difference of about 11,000 students who would be considered newly eligible. In other words, you all anticipated about 11,000 more newly eligible students for the 26-27 school year. Why do we expect to have 11,000 fewer students in this program?
This current fiscal school year, there's a very limited number of students that are eligible for the program. Next school year, the eligibility is universal, so 240,000 K through 12 students in public schools, about 10,000, 15,000 in private schools, and maybe another 30 or so in homeschool. So the universe of students that will be eligible for the program is vastly going to increase for next year. And so what we're trying to understand, we're trying to almost estimate, if not guesstimate, the number of students that would take advantage of the program. And that's really hard to do because we've never been down this road before. We just think this is a much better number than what we were, much more accurate number than what we had a few months ago. But it is somewhat of a guesstimate. But until we go through a couple years of the program being universal, we're not going to have the precise numbers that we wish we had.
That was State Treasurer Larry Pack talking with Maria Young about the HOPE Scholarship Program. To learn more about the HOPE Scholarship, visit our website at wvpublic.org. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University and Marshall University School of Journalism and Mass Communications. Maria Young produced this episode. I'm Teresa Wills. This is West Virginia Morning. WVPB Charleston, WVBY Beckley, WVBL Bluefield, WVPW Buchanan, WVWV Huntington, WVEP Martinsburg, WVKM Matewan, WVPM Morgantown, WVPG Parkersburg, WVDS Petersburg, WVWS Webster Springs, WVNP Wheeling, and you can find us online at WVPublic.org. Partly sunny today, high temperatures in the 70s and 80s. Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. Thank you for listening to West Virginia Public Broadcasting.